Laurie Barron, Jared Purdy with the Yarmouth Mariners here this morning with some news for us about the future of the team. Laurie?
Well, obviously very excited to be able to announce that a new ownership group are going to take over the Yarmouth Mariners, and I can't tell you how excited we are, and I guess without it would be wrong without mentioning Mitch Bonner and his family, how much they've done for the club. And so we'd just like to say a big thank you to Mitch and his family. But we're excited to get things rolling.
What happened leading up to the decision, I guess, for Mitch to sell the team, and who's taking over the ownership?
Yeah, so right now it's been a process that we've undertaken the last little bit. So again, it's pending league approval, which Laurie and I will hopefully obtain towards the end of this week. So as it stands right now, it's exciting to announce that. So Laurie Barron, head coach and GM, John Murphy, assistant coach and assistant GM, Alex Pink, who is a lawyer here in town with Pink Star Barrow, and myself, will be the ownership group moving forward, the four of us. So we're very excited about that. It was just about a passion that we certainly have for not only the game, but the game here in Yarmouth. And like Laurie said, Mitch has done an amazing job with the franchise. You know, when you think of what he was able to work through with COVID especially, it just seemed like the right time for some fresh faces and some fresh voices. And obviously we worked very closely with Mitch around our vision and what we wanted to see. And just the same as it is for us, keeping the team here in Yarmouth is Mitch's aspiration as well. So it would just seem to work out time-wise, and it aligned very well.
And of course, after the season, it's off season right now. Normally, you're preparing for the draft, which you still are. But certainly, this has been taking up a considerable amount of time. So, how much you're looking forward to the challenge of being an owner, also being a general manager and a coach, Laurie?
Well, I don't know if it changes a lot for me. It's obviously excited about getting that part of it going, but my job's to get ready for the draft, look after free agents, get the players back that we already have. So that hasn't changed so much, but obviously very, very excited and kind of bursting at the seams waiting to announce this. Yeah, I think everyone should be excited, not only for this, new group, but I think, we've got a great hockey club coming back. A lot of very, very good returning players. And we didn't get to where we want to be last year, so that always makes for a short summer. So draft's just around the corner, so we're excited about that.
And fans will certainly be able to look forward to more great Mariners hockey. It's really one of the best places to watch a game here in the MHL. So what are you looking forward to, I guess, maybe bringing some new ideas to the table for game days perhaps? Is that something you're looking at as well?
So right now we're looking at a lot. And the theme of our discussions over the course of the last little bit is community. We want to look at, number one, inflation, cost of living. It's not easy right now. So we want to make our hockey games more equitable for everybody. So we're going to be exploring lowering ticket prices, offering better packages for those that are interested in season tickets. We want to partner with Yarmouth County Minor Hockey Association. We want to work on rebranding with those folks. It would be very exciting to see our logo on some of the minor hockey teams. So we're definitely going to be looking to do that, as well as some development opportunities. We certainly want to talk to the town. We want to talk to the municipalities. We really want to develop some strong partnerships with those folks. Our organization is community based, and we want to talk about the opportunities that exist in the community, forming that kind of partnership. We want to connect with education again now that we're, through COVID, and obviously with my role in the region, we want to get the players back in schools. We want to connect with the local schools in all three counties. And like you said, Kevin, we want to offer a family experience at our hockey games. We want everybody to come and enjoy and have some fun. You think back to those long playoff runs where it was the fish tank and it was a tough building to come in, but more than that, it was just a fun place to be and the place to be in Yarmouth, on a Friday night. So all of those pieces, just aligns with us working with the community. And I really want you know, we all really want the community to see themselves in our hockey team, and we want our players to be ingrained in the community as well. So those are some of the pieces we're looking at, but game day experiences, definitely. We're gonna offer some different vibes in the rink this year, and it's exciting.
Sure is. Certainly looking forward to puck drop coming up, and like you said, the draft is on the way. So just overall, I guess, finally from the two of you, how you're feeling today, being able to announce this. I know it's something you've been waiting to announce for a little while. How does it feel to be able to be here today and say, you know, we're the owners, this is the direction we're going in?
Well, obviously very, you know, excited, looking forward to get the final go-ahead from the MHL towards the end of the week. And yeah, bursting. You know, it's funny, I've never owned the team, but honestly, I've always felt like it was a big part of, or I was a big part of the club, and felt like a big part of the community. So this, this is just the next step, and, real excited to get into it with, you know, three guys that, I think share the same passion as I do. So very excited.
Yeah, and to branch off of that, I'm happy for Lori. I'm happy for his family. You know, Yarmouth is home for them, so to be able to solidify that for years to come is very exciting. You know, John Murphy has been a guy that's been involved in the community volunteer-wise for decades and has been involved with the team for decades along with Lori. So for those two to have an opportunity to get a different field for the team, you know, like Lori said, their focus will be on the game and hockey operations, but I couldn't be happier for those two. Just having an opportunity myself to coach last year, the passion that they have and the program that they've built here is pretty special. You know, and Alex Pink and I, from kind of the business standpoint, are both extremely excited. Alex has been involved in the town for years just in terms of community work, volunteer work, you know, so I'm really excited to see what we can do on the business side of things, again, to have the community very much involved with the team. So, and for me, from a hockey standpoint, I love the game. Having the game be a part of the culture here in Yarmouth is important to me, and it always has been. So I'm really looking forward to working with minor hockey. I have two little girls who are in the system and who are huge, huge Mariner fans. So the excitement is extremely high. I'm ready to get going. And like Lori said, the part in all this, we keep reminding ourselves is we've got one heck of a hockey team coming back this year with some pretty big pieces. So that's the other exciting part to see the team we'll be icing this year.
Well, we can't wait again for Puck Drop, and thank you both for being here and sharing this news with us, and certainly important to know for the community, and the team is solidified for years to come here in Yarmouth, which is great to hear because so many people are Mariners fans here in this area. Lori Barron, Jared Purdy, thank you guys, and best of luck in this new venture.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.